The LA public school system, the second largest in the nation, more than 660,000 students, 45,000 teachers, 39,000 other employees.
We have a total campuses of over 900. What is different is the municipal deployment at our more than 450 elementary, more than 85 middle, and more than 80 early childhood centers.
Superintendent John Daisy speaking at district headquarters this morning. As a new era of joint policing got started, it's designed to reassure parents and upgrade security in the wake of the Connecticut school massacre. The LAUSD does not have enough of its own police officers to have routine patrols at all schools. And LAUSD Police Chief Steve Zipperman says while some would urge the arming of teachers or principals, he doesn't think that makes much sense.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, somebody being armed other than an officer who's not in uniform. Something develops on a campus, an officer does respond. You've got issues with identifying a person.
So instead, police patrols at every campus each day, but at different times in the day. I spoke with LAPD Sergeant Frank Perciato as he got started in his first walkthrough at Main Street Elementary.
Meet and greet and just overly emphasize the fact that we're here to reassure that for the parents and the children here that we're here for their protection, and we want them to be able to say, hey, listen, my child's inside school and uninterrupted, doesn't have to worry about someone creating any harm while we're here.
So how do the parents feel about his arrival?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. They should have put extra cops like from a long time ago already, you know.
That's a good thing for an officer to patrol around. That's a good thing.
Winter break is over and the kids are back in class.
It will be more protective learning and also playing with my friends.
In Los Angeles, John Brooks, KNX 1070 News Radio.